بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، ما بعد. الله تعالى special فضل and كرم upon us. Allah has granted us this extra day of Ramadan. In fact, not the extra day. Every month should be a 30-day month. But Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness, He gives us leeway. Some months He makes 29, and He still gives us the reward of 30. And here, as we learn, every day in the month of Ramadan, Allah is freeing 1 million slaves that are doomed from Jahannam. And I must think it's me, I'm part of that, and Allah is freeing. And on the last day of Ramadan, that is 29 million souls were freed. The last day Allah frees another 29 million. All, how many was freed for the whole month? Allah frees on the last day so many. So every split second, we mustn't think now, oh, this, now we relax. Till the sun doesn't set, every second is very valuable. And don't think I finish my khatam so I can stop. No, start your next khatam. Because what you will read in Ramadan is every faraz 70. Every nafal is equal to a faraz. So all that reward you won't get. So carry on. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And with regard to, just discuss, make muzakara of one sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We were learning the sunnah of azan and iqama. And we learned how we reply to azan, we should reply to iqama also. And when the muazzin says, قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةِ, then we should say, أَقَامَهَا اللَّهُ وَأَجَامَهَا. That Allah established the salah and established my salah and keep it forever in my life. And then after the azan, it is sunnah to recite Durood Sharif. So this is important. When the muazzin says, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, then you shouldn't read sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just say, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. That is not the time to read Durood. So it's important to know our deen properly. Many people read, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, and we say, صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. That is not the time to say that. After the azan is over, ثُمَّ صَلَّى, then Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم say, then recite Durood upon Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. When he says the last, وَلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. After that, then if you want to add Muhammadur Rasulullah or read any other durood, then you can read durood and then recite this dua. Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tamma was salati al-qa'ima ati sayyidina Muhammadin al-wasila wal-fadila. And then many of us, when we were in childhood days in the maktab, in some older kitabs, this word was also added, wad darajata rafi'ah. But that, as it explains here, is not part of the sunnah. So if that is still in our mind and we still normally read, after we read Ati Sayyidina Muhammad al-Wasila wal-Fadila, and we still reading what Darajat al-Rafiya, try and erase that, because that is not part of the sunnah dua. The sunnah dua is only Ati Muhammad al-Wasila wal-Fadila wab'athu maqaman mahmuda wa mahmudan illadhi wa'atta innaka la tukhliful mi'ad. And even at the end, some people read, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. That is not part of the Sunnah Dua. The Sunnah Dua ends here, by innaka la tukhliful mi'ad. So we're begging Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, you are the creator, sustainer of this perfect da'wah that is given, this perfect message, and the salah that is going to be established, that is going to establish this perfect message in my heart. Grant our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wasila, that is the greatest intercession, the first intercession, Shafati Kubra, wal fadila, and grant him his great, great honor, which everybody will see the greatest honor of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which Allah showed in the world already. But really on the day of Qiyamah, all the ummah will see the position of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nobody will be able to intercede by Allah Ta'ala for Qiyamah to start besides Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, wab'asu maqama mahmuda. Maqam al-Mahmud is a very, very special throne Allah has prepared for His most special servant. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I have desire. Allah has informed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that I have desire, it will be for me. So that throne will be placed on the day of Qiyamah, right in front, and it will be offered to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the moment Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sits on that throne, immediately he'll be carried into Jannah. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. He came as an embodiment of mercy. He was so concerned of our hidayat in this world. And in akhirat, he'll be more concerned. He says, O Allah, I can't sit on the throne till every ummati of mine enters Jannah. So in order to show appreciation of Allah's greatest ni'mat, Al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will place his hand on the throne. But from there, then he'll be begging, Ya Allah, in making sifarish and begging for intercession. And we, all of us will be in need of the intercession of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that is our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We only know who we are and who's the slaves we're supposed to be. The slave of Allah, to learn how to be the slave of Allah, to be the slave of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that also we can only learn from our mashayikh, from our sheikh, and that chain goes up. We can't just go directly, you won't know how to become the true slave of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So, and that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, O my ummatis, make dua that Allah grant me this position of Maqam-e Mahmood. It's guaranteed, this for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But when we make dua, we get special favors from Allah Ta'ala. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam becomes happy with us. And this is wa'atta, which Allah promised to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In other words, Allah promised this high position which is called Maqam-e Mahmood. Innaka la tukhliful mi'ad. Verily, O Allah, you do not go against your promises. You fulfill your promises, not 1,000,000%, not 1,000,000,000. To the T, Allah Ta'ala fulfills all His promises. So when our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab said, this is one guaranteed prescription to pass away on Iman. They just listen to the Azan, answer the Azan, reply to it, and then one is verbally, and one is, now respond. You're supposed to be in the masjid already. If not, move towards the masjid. And when you made the dua after Azan, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Hallat lahu shafaati. My intercession has become wajib, necessary for him. So only those people who died on Iman, they will get the intercession of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So simple, Allah give us tawfiq. So we carry on with our lessons that we are learning with regard to Salah. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين استفعى ما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو مؤردون صدق الله العلي العظيم. We were trying to discuss in my broken way whatever we learned from Hazrat and how to get the most important and the greatest gift, ni'mat that Allah has given us, the gifts of salah, which will make our whole life come in order. And then a person will understand why Allah gave me life. And a person now will realize what is my object of life, what is my purpose of life, how I should use my life. Then a person will realize life is something else. What I thought life is, just get up in the morning and then go and earn my living. My children must go and get some education, worldly education, get some profession, and they'll be on their way of life. No, such a person, Allah Ta'ala says, خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةَ. You haven't understood the purpose of your life. So your life or this world also you got destroyed. And many such people, you see, how their life comes as they reach their peak of life, everybody got worries. You ask everybody, how's life? It's okay, but stressful, man. Life is stressful. Why should life be stressful? Because we don't know what's our purpose of life. When you know your purpose and you're following your purpose of life, and that is why Allah gave us this great gift of salah. After Iman, the greatest gift, after life, the greatest gift is Iman. And to protect this Iman, that a person should love Iman so much that he will hate being thrown, that he must lose his Iman, more than he will hate being thrown into a blazing fire. But sadly today, we want to give our Iman away to protect lives. Whereas we should give our life to protect our Iman. And we saw it, Allah showed us, when we didn't know our purpose of life. One pandemic, small thing Shaitan brought, put fear in the ummah. And then we say, no, we must look after our life. Our Iman is okay, Iman can get weak, don't go to the masjid. Your life is more important. There you get sick in the masjid. Where are you going to go now? That is the time when there's crisis. That is where you have to be more. In the place where your Iman is going to be strengthened. There's no such. That is the time that you stand firm. The house of Allah. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِرَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. That is, the houses of Allah can never be closed. And you can't worship anybody besides Allah. And as we will learn, this is what the whole crux of Salah is all about. So this great, this only through Allah Ta'ala's fazal, karam, Allah has allowed us to come here. Allah has allowed us to have these lessons so that myself, all of us, and we can learn. This is just one brief lesson. We have to go over it and over it all the time. As Shah and Sufi Galsaf, who reprinted this kitab and gave some footnotes, he said, before you go to the next lesson, make mashq. And mashq means that try and practice on that lesson. And like in your nafal salah, practice on it. Then as you get, then you'll get more, you'll come to know. Otherwise he says, one is, you think I understood, I know the lesson. But when it's time to practice, you see you zero. You, that practice didn't come in today. So it's like that. So we have to understand, we have to make mashq. Until it doesn't come in us. Like a person, he learns how to, he's just learning how to drive. Now he's first learning the book. He must go for his learner's license. Now he knows the book off by heart. But now when it's time to drive, he doesn't know which pedal is the brakes and which pedal is the accelerator. Now he doesn't even know how to control the steering. So you can have all the theory. You can be a great alim also. But once you didn't get that that connection with Allah Ta'ala from the man of Allah, then we won't know. We'll say, I know our object of life is liya'budun, liya'rifun. But when it comes to liya'rifun and liya'budun, we'll see Allah sends. Allah Ta'ala says, of alif lam mim, ahasiba an-nas ay yutraku ay yaqulu amanna wa hum la yuftanun. That, oh people, don't think that you say amanna, we brought iman, Allah is not going to test us. And what is our test? Our test is very small compared to the test of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. The test of all the kufr nations all the time making effort to try and wipe out Islam, this is not from today. This has been carrying on. And that was the greatest test, the most, we say today, challenging times. The most challenging times was in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was in the time of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Today, what we, today we should understand, it is a matter of kufr and Islam, the war between kufr and Islam. This took place in the battle of Ahzab, which Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu Akbar, that house, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala tested them to such a severity that, Allahu Akbar, the Sahaba radiallahu said, that when is Allah's help going to come? When is the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to come? And Allah says with regard to the battle of Ahzab, where all the kufr nations got together, surrounded Medina Sharif, and there they had to dig trenches, according to the opinion of Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took that opinion, and they started digging trenches. So much so that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew the map, where and each one had partners, they had to dig the trench. And the two Sahaba were digging one place where there was a huge boulder. They couldn't just hit that boulder and crack it. They were, now one Sahabi said, no, let's just divert little, go little off and carry on the trench that way. He says, no, whichever line Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew, we can't go against that line. Let's go and find out from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So see how they stood to deen, even in the most severest conditions. They didn't go according to their own opinion. That we can know. We can't alter the deen of Allah. You can't alter anything. When they went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was digging east side of the trench. He said, I'll come and dig that. And anyway, that is when Allah so showed. When you stick firm onto the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارِ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ هُنَالِكَ ابْتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. Allah Ta'ala says, when their heart came into their mouth and they were shaken, such a shake, that Allahu Akbar, even the Nabi of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala asked, مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ, when is Allah's help going to come? Then Allah announced, Allah, inna nasr Allahi kareem. So those were people of that caliber of iman. People like myself today, plastic iman, Allah Ta'ala just left us with one pandemic, and everybody could make out. In few days, you could make out that this is just a plan, and Shaitans want to put fear in us. But sadly, from where iman had to be distributed, there we distributing vaccines from the masjid. Close the masjid, don't go perform salah, but come to the masjid to take your shaitani vaccine. So where, myself, we all have to check. And Allah still kept the doors of Tawbah open. So we have to be making a lot of tawbah, begging Allah. So death is a great gift now, realize that Allahu Akbar. Namaz is that gift that's supposed to be connecting me firmly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah gave us this great gift on a golden tray. A person like me who don't deserve to even come close to the house of Allah ta'ala, Allah has allowed me without begging Allah ta'ala. And Allah says, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. O human beings, what has given you deception? What your Rabb who made you from non-existence to existence? And why? Kareem. Alladhi yatafazzalu alayna biduni istihqaqin wa minnatin. That great being who favors you without deserving it in the least. But you don't deserve to be existing. Allah gave us existence. And in the best of forms. So we have to know why Allah gave us existence. And as we learn in this kitab, that important that we realize that who we are. We are ashraful makhlukat, the best of Allah's creation. We are the vicegerents of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, any person, you only put somebody in charge of your business or somebody that you think, no, this person is responsible. So Allah regards us as responsible human beings. But if we don't learn how to be responsible, then we mess up our whole life. And said Allah Ta'ala says, قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ. Very few people bring iman. So remember, there's no such a thing like majority is democracy in Islam. Democracy is the one who is on truth, on haq. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the world, the whole ummah was in turmoil. Because the love that they had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is natural. So much so, that Hazrat Umar radiallahu also took out his sword, naked sword, and say, anybody want to lose his mother must tell us Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left us. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu was the man, and where we'll get this when you got sohbat? He had the most sohbat, the most company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allahu Akbar, which is called nisbat-e-ittihadi, that you get so much company with your sheikh, with so much sohbat, that people from far won't even make you out. Many times, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting, people want to come meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they thought Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu was. So Hazrat Abu Bakr became an exact example of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyway, that's a different subject. So what we want to explain, when the ummah was shaking at that time, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, all the sahaba, big, great, great sahaba, their hearts were, the paining, and they couldn't take it. And then Hazrat Abu Bakr went on to the minbar and he gave such a khutbah and he read the ayat, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُولُ فَإِمَّا تَوْ قُتِلًا قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَقَابِكُمْ وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ أَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَذُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu heard this ayat, immediately put his sword back. He says, I didn't even realize there was an ayat like this in the Quran Kareem. So this is when you got nisbat. Then, whatever conditions come, لِكَيْ لَا تَعْصُوا عَلَىٰ مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَهُ بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. That ni'mat aye, to itraye mat. Musibat aye, to ghabraye mat. If Allah give you some bounty, you don't show off and think, no, I deserve this. I got this position. And the most difficult condition can come. You won't be, yes, you are a human being, tears will come out, everything. But you won't utter words that are against iman. You won't utter words, why Allah took my son? Why didn't Allah take me? Allahu Akbar. All those words you won't utter. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu, then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, they realize, Allah says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not Allah. He is a messenger of Allah. Like other messengers came and they went, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also has to leave this world. And if you turn your heels away from the true path, and then you won't cause harm to Allah, you're only going to cause harm to ourselves. And then when it was time, people didn't want to give their zakat, which is farz. That means any command of Allah, you want to go against. That time, Hazrat Abu Bakr now said, that those who don't want to give zakat, we will wage war. This is when reality of life comes in, that we're living for Allah, we're dying for Allah, not I'm living for myself. Allah gave me my life, maqsoode man tu wa radai tu. My object of life is you, O Allah. And not just you, that you be happy with me. Whatever I do. So here democracy showed, our Dada Sheikh says, that what is the real democracy? Democracy is not Allahu Akbar. Which in Urdu they say, Sawad-e-Azam. It says like the black majority. As it says, so it's not Sawad-e-Azam, it's Ziyad-e-Azam. that one person who got nur of iman in his heart, and he stands firm, he'll put away that whole outward people who think that they are majority. And sadly today we hear, even people with the knowledge of deen, they'll say, no, you can't go against the government. They got the force. We are Muslims, we are weak. We're not weak, we have to strengthen our iman. When we work, and this is what we have to do, we bring salah, and if shaitan knows, and tell today, the shaitan and all his allies, particularly the Jews, all the time they're finding out what is the percentage of Muslims reading namaz. And this was from the time, even with Haji Bhai Padia, when he was traveling, a Jewish rabbi asked him, said, how is the masjid full or what? One person, Hazrat, gave a talk like this in UK, in London. Then that person said, Hazrat, every year, every year, annually or biannually, I go to my hometown, India, Pakistan. And he was living in a Jewish area. And there you'll see the terrible Jews. They even got their long beards also there. So every year his neighbor asked him, how lot people come for Fajr Namaz? So he said, why you ask me all this question all the time? He says, we want to know, the moment your masjids come out full for Fajr Namaz, and you'll work on your salah, that day we have to put our weapons down. Because then we can't fight you. Now we are fighting you all because we got more resources. You all also don't have the help of Allah till you all don't make your salah firm. So that is where we can't say, no, we can't stand, and we can't stand up for deen, and we must be passive and all that. This will come when we realize we have to build our iman. And to build iman, the first Allah has given the great gift of salah. But salah is something that has to be learned, and learned from the friends of Allah. And you have to do a cause of marifat, recognition of Allah. Then a cause of how to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you have to know what is your niyat. Why am I coming for salah? Why are you doing the cause of marifat and not to become a khalifa or to become a sheikh or something? That is iman going into my heart. Is iman penetrating my heart? And that we will see, as Hazrat says, when any Allah is going to test us, certain conditions come. At that time, what is in the heart, that will come out on the tongue. Not like we're making zikr myself. We're saying, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. It will start on the tongue. It must go into the heart. And that is actual zikr. That 24/7, what Allah is happy with me, am I doing that? Otherwise, Hazrat says, we'll be like parrots. You bought the parrot, you making zikr at home, and you making salam, parrot heard, is also, you get more excited than the parrot. Any visitors come and say, yeah, my parrot makes zikr. And you got the name of the parrot, make zikr, parrot is making zikr. And he's even making salam like you. See how it is, what the creation of Allah. But then, if the parrot came out of the cage, and a cat got hold of him, and now you know it's life and death, now what's going to come out from the heart of the parrot? And going to come on the tongue. Is the zikr going to come out or te? So like that, Allah save us. We have to worry. This effort Allah gave us to build our iman. And Allah gave us the greatest gift, salah. And where it started, not when Allah just sent us in the world. Allah just presented himself when Allah created the arwah. When Allah created all the souls. And then Allah Ta'ala presented himself and said, Alastu bi rabbikum. Am I not your Rabb? Did I not create you? And we all were there, whether we remember or no, we don't remember. And the first voice that came out was our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we acknowledge, when you see, just get a brilliant of a glimpse of the beauty of Allah, you can't stop loving Allah. Forget getting the glimpse of the beauty just when you hear Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this is what salah is about. That we have to work to that level, and we gradually till you realize Allah is talking to me. And when Allah is talking to you, Musa alayhi salam, when he went to Mount Tur, to I think he's going to get the warmth for his wife, fire is burning there. It was the nur of Allah from a distance. Just one brilliant of a brilliant of a brilliant of Allah's tajalli was focused there. Because Allah Ta'ala wanted to give Musa alayhi salam, he wanted warmth for his wife. Allah gave him warmth for the whole ummah. He wanted to know the road. Allah gave him the road to Jannat and show your ummah the road. But still after that, those who didn't follow him, they got lost, and till today they lost. That all their progeny is coming. Their motive is only dunya and dunya and dunya. And they're killing the people for the world. They'll even kill their mother for $1. And for that they'll kill the people. So we have to not follow in that footstep. So like when Musa alayhi salam, he went through. When he heard Allah's voice, Allahu Akbar.
Then he said, Rabbi Arini, oh Allah, I want to see you. And this is when you just hear a voice of somebody and you go chatting to that person, then you want to see that person. And that is why we have to be very careful today. We're just chatting to any woman on the phone. You're just talking to anybody. Now you regularly, even you're placing an order in some company, and you just regular chatting to that woman, soon you'll want to make an appointment. And you'll think, and many women, Allah's kudrat is such that what you don't see, you think is beautiful. Many women are talking sweetly, even on the radio, Islamic programs. And people, this must be a beautiful appa. And when the appa come and you want to see her, you run 140. Is this the same appa? So we have to be just chatting everything. That's why it's haram. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize that this iman has to penetrate the heart. For that Allah gave us this great gift of salah. And we came to the end now, when now Allah gave you the great opportunity. Allah gave you a special invitation. That my banda, you come and meet me every day. Not just once a day. Not just once a week. Not just once a year. Allahu Akbar. Like the non-believers, the Christians, Jews, they only go one day to church. One day to this thing. And they say, you go every day and so many times. So you ask them, you eat every day. How lot they eat every day? And as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a non-believer eats with 7 stomachs. And he just eats like that. And he doesn't realize who is Allah. And after eating, he gets food. His little that is left over, he'll just push it one side with his feet. So can some people come up in life like that? They can become, they're ruling the country also. They'll never come up in life. When you don't learn who gave you your life, how to appreciate the smallest ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala, this is why Allah gave us this gift, to build this iman, this tawheed has to penetrate the crevices of my heart. And when tawheed penetrates the crevices, we'll just read this, the Urdu of this kitab towards the end, which we explained already, most of it. But for barakat and the barakat of the kitab, that whose bayan it is, Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali, and then Sufi Iqbal, the Khalifa of the Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, you read the kitabs of the pious, it's like you in their sohbat. And then our Hazrat taught us these lessons from how many years and fikr, and still we see, we can be doing it years, but like Hazrat says, we are unmindful. We don't realize that I'm still far from reality. And in any case, that is reality. As you come to recognize Allah, man arafa rabba, kafakad arafa nafsa. The more you recognize Allah, the more you realize, I can never ever fulfill the rights of Allah. When Hazrat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who could have more marifah than Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after his salah also, he said, Allahu Akbar, Ya Allah, ma abadnaka haqqa haqqa ibadati. Allah, where can we make ibadat according to your lofty position, your honor? It is impossible. We are human beings. We are limited. Allah is unlimited. And why? Where can we recognize you? And what recognition Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had? And that is why it shows Allah told us, beg. What you going to beg? Ihdina siratul mustaqim. There's no end to the straight path. The straight path is to get closer and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll see now everything else start moving away from your life. Everything besides Allah ta'ala, automatically you disincline. And that person automatically he enjoys being in solitude. He enjoys alone. He doesn't like too many friends also. Even if the friends are sitting with him, no time to talk unnecessary. He'll talk 2-3 words and that's it. But people that we don't have connection with Allah ta'ala, we just want to talk and talk and talk. And when you got connection with Allah ta'ala, the world can leave you aside. Like Hazrat Abu Bakr, when he became the Khalifa, people didn't want to pay zakat. He says, I will go in jihad. And this, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Ali, other sahaba said, oh Amirul Mu'mineen, things are very volatile now. And it's a very crucial time. If we're going to go out in jihad now, it's going to cause more problem in the ummah. He says, Ayankusuddin wa Abu Bakr, hey, that what are you talking of problems in the ummah? There must be deficiency in the command of Allah and I must be loving. Nobody wants to go for jihad, I going myself for jihad, alone. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, realize, and he tapped Hazrat Abu Bakr, no, you take care of the khilafat, we will go out in jihad. And that is democracy. Not that what, who's going to win the elections, etc. We have to see how a'malukum a'malukum, how much we connected to Allah. That is the governments Allah will put in place. So Allah make me, all of us realize, and as we learn, now when you come to the end of Salah, Allah gave you the greatest opportunity. Now Allah still allows you, never mind, such few minutes in my company. Now you're sitting in the qada position, the last position, and then also now you don't just sit quietly. Here also we learn that the person must never be unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. Wherever you are, all the time, Allah's thoughts in your heart, and you engage in the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So much so, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat explained that he taught our beloved Hazrat, when they were in Turkey on a safar, that if you get, we are human, sometimes you get tired also of talking, and like our mashayikh, we see, they just can't stop. We'll think, why Hazrat is not stopping? Hazrat says that this love of Allah, when it penetrates the heart, we get tired, but we just can't stop. That how the flame of love must attack every heart, and a person must realize, Allah gave me life for what? To become the friend of Allah, to get the great enjoyment of life, and in this world you'll get the taste of the connection of Allah Ta'ala, as we'll explain one, two incidents. So Hazrat says, when you get tired of even making zikr, you're very tired, then just with your finger, write on your thumb the name of Allah. And that will be also zikr of Allah. Allah, like how it's written here on top. With your thumb, you're writing the name of Allah on your thumb. And you make, that is also zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize, this is a very, very special ni'mat of Allah. And that is why the Sufi Iqbal Sahib has reiterated all the time, that remember, first do the cause of ma'rifat. But this does not mean when Salat became farz and we didn't do the cause of ma'rifat. That means from we came in the world, Allah Ta'ala told our Nibar, Allah Ta'ala mentioned that Allah Ta'ala created us on fitrat. Fitrat means Allah has put the seed of Iman in our heart. Every human being, because Allah presented Himself in front of all the arwah, all our souls, and our reality is not this body. The reality is what is inside this ruh. Then Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, now inform the servants. And every Nabi came with the same message. أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهُ وَاتَّقُوا. Worship only one Allah and inculcate the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Every child is born on the natural disposition that he's got Iman in his heart. Allah gave him the capital of Iman. But now when he comes into the world, and before he comes into the world, once you realize, my wife has conceived, and Allah is going to bless us with a child, from then, your actions must be more, you must be more careful how you speak, because that child already, when Allah, after 4 months and 10 days, and Allah puts ruh, and now the child is listening to what you're talking. That child is listening. The mother makes zikr, it's affecting the child in the ruh, in the stomach already. That child is getting affected. And then when the child, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمَّ وَالْأَبْصَارِ, the first capabilities Allah gave, the means to learn and to get knowledge and to get yaqeen and tawheed, our ears first, which starts from while we in the womb of our mother. And then when you come in the world, the first things that you see, today Shaitan made an effort that we must give a birth in the hospital, give birth in a nursing home. So why? The first thing the child must see, all the stupid pictures on the wall, or that time Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck, and become like a Mickey Mouse. No, the child, millions of mothers gave birth, and they are giving birth in the villages. What's it so difficult? Today they made it so, they fear, they put, when Shaitan, he just puts one fear. When fear comes in your heart, then he can manipulate you how he wants to. Today you tell anybody, give birth at home, they're scared. Allah, what will happen to my wife? And alhamdulillah, as the people, we sit in the company of our beloved Hazrat, you learn about Iman, then you realize, this is not a difficult thing. It must be done at home. And when the child is born at home, and the first thing the child hears, iqamat in the one ear, and azan in the right ear, iqamat in the other ear, the child is already on his direction of Iman. He's already on his road of Iman. Otherwise, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, every child came in the world, فَأَبَوَاهُ يُعَوِّدَانِي أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِي أَوْ يُمَجِّسَ. Their parents now made them a Jew, made them Christians, idol worshippers, and said, today if it's a Muslim home, and we're not making our children Muslims. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And like Hazrat says, what is the simple example to understand? Your baby is at home now, one, 2 weeks old. If it's a girl, you put a nice burqa, you put long trouser on for the child. Even the nanima, dadima will say, Amreti, are you from now? You're making us so pious. What's wrong with you? You put the topi from now, very pious. But when you buy all that funny kind Christian clothing and Jewish clothing, which you say, no, in the market you can't get other clothing. You can get, you sew so small dresses for them and it's easy. We want to think it's difficult. And when you put that, you just put those clothes, you see all the noor on that child. And there's other clothes and it got all types of pictures on there. And we're buying that for our children. And worse, even toys on top of it. All dolls and all dog toys and all those things. Now where is iman going? All kufr is coming in the heart. So Allah Ta'ala save us. So as Hazrat explained, then when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed us, when you're in privacy with Allah, what enjoyment you'll get. At-tahiyyat, lillahi, was-salawat, all that. And that is, when we came in the world, we came with tawheed. And the tawheed must be built till we go to the qabr. And the first thing when we go to the qabr, mar rabbuk, who is your Rabb? You are able to say Rabbi Allah. But is that tawheed penetrating the heart? It not mustn't be on the tongue. It must go into the crevices of the heart. That when that child is dressed like a Muslim child, and now your child, if she's only 3 years, and you tell her, go out of the house with no scarf, you say, no, Abba, I can't go out of the house like this. She'll never. And a child that is not grown up with iman, 10, 11 years, going to school also, and wearing short pants, everything, no trousers also. Now tell her, now you big, wear izar, wear scarf. Say, what's that now? What is that? That is not our lifestyle. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala says, as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned us, Badal Islamu Ghariba. Islam started like a strange thing. People said, what is this new thing? This person is breaking our unity, etc. But when they came to realize, Sahaba realized, we were lost in the darkness of doldrums of tyranny and oppression, and kufr and shirk. Then they realized, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. The noor of iman has come. That which has made us, why Allah made us, to become insan, to become human beings. And Allah promised, when you become human beings, and you become believers, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. We crying that we must liberate the Aqsa, we must liberate Masjid al-Aqsa, liberate Palestine. Allah says, we promise, we in control of who will rule the world. When wa'adallahu alladhina amanu minkum wa aminu salihah. Bring iman, and that's to protect your iman through aminu salihah. How Allah is pleased. Then lanastakhlifannahum. We will give you the vicegerency on the earth. You're supposed to be ruling the earth. You're supposed to be showing the people how to love. But we are following their lifestyle. They go for their walks with their dogs in the morning and in the evening. Dog is walking in front. Master Dog is their imam. Now he wants to defecate. He wants to urinate. You standing behind the dog and you waiting. Allahu Akbar. And said, this is our condition. That is why we can't understand. That is why when the men of Allah talk, we say, hey, they're too orthodox. They are too strict. It's not orthodox. We have gone far off the line. And this is what Salah is all about. So as Hazrat explains here further, then he says, now when you're coming out of your Salah, then the way to, as you entered, you made Salam, you read your Sana, etc. Allah taught us all this. Now at the end of Salah, you finish it. Now you don't just get up and you move. Now you sit with you. Now you make Salam again with respect. All the Salams that we make. And here Hazrat has taught us so beautifully that now reiterate what you came. You came for Salah for what? Allahu Akbar. To surrender to Allah. To realize, Allah, you are the greatest. Your command is the greatest. You gave me my way of life. So I'll only accept your way of life, what you have commanded. And I only believe in you. And that has to be penetrated in my life all the time. It has to be going into the crevices of my heart. And the environment is important. The sohbat, the company of the Ahlullah is important. And then our niyat, وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ عَبُدَ اللَّهُ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah commanded me and all of us that we only worship solely Allah, only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Not that somebody says, this imam reads very well, this Mawlisab gives very good bayan, etc. It must be, only Allah must be happy. Allah must be happy with me. Then in that reality we'll only know in the qabr. Allahu Akbar. One else, Sulaiman al-Islam's dua, one amala salihan tardah. that, oh Allah, I do those good deeds that you are pleased with me. Not I think I'm doing good deeds, I'm doing a lot of social welfare work. The whole world is seeing me and I'm concerned. Look at these poor people, how they are orphans and wound, and you're talking all this on the video. Whole world is looking at you. Allah is unhappy with you. So what is the good of that? So we have to learn from the men of Allah Ta'ala, as we find Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who were the closest sahabat. Accordingly, that was their rank. Hazrat Abu Bakr had the closest sahabat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is how iman will come in the heart. Iman comes in the heart with sahabat, not with just bayan, not with just becoming and learning the whole alim course, everything. Our Dada Sheikh explained, you became an alim, everything, but that iman didn't penetrate the heart. You like a kacha kebab. You got very enjoyable kebab. People say, get kebabs. See, kebabs are very tasty. Now you go buy it, they gave you raw kebabs. And now you come home, you taste it, and you spit it out. What kebab is this? He says that kebab is not cooked. Let it start frying. When it starts frying and the smell just comes out from the frying pan, he says even Hindu will become Muslim. And he'll say, no, I'm not vegetarian anymore. So when that kebab is fried in the company of the friends of Allah, now nobody will, now that you see, that alim speaks simple language. A two-year-old child can understand anybody. Not otherwise we're blowing such heavy language, nobody can understand. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize. So Hazrat is saying that what you came in the court of Allah for, to get tawheed, to get this connection with Allah, this love of Allah Ta'ala. And as it comes, remember, now a person, intelligent person, you got an appointment with a very rich man, and now you're leaving, you keep on reminding him, don't forget that I applied for that job. So like this, reiterate our object and purpose of life. We started with Allahu Akbar. We started with Sana. Allah's greatness must penetrate the heart. Allah taught us in namaz, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Oh Allah, I'm only your slave. And I want to be your slave. And help me to be your slave. We beg only from Allah Ta'ala. When Tawheed comes in the heart, when a person is a king, he won't beg from anybody. He won't think twice. That must I go to this man, must I go to that man. Somebody asked a person that he needed help. So he went to one town. They told him there's one person very generous in our town. Anybody will help. So where is he? They showed him his house is there. He went to the house. Say, where's this man? Says, no, he's gone to the house of Allah. He's gone to the masjid. So you'll meet him there. When he came to the masjid, he saw this man is sitting humbly and crying to Allah and begging. He said, if he is begging from somebody else, why must I beg from him? Let me beg from the same being that he is begging for. So that is, when you beg from people, they, even if they give you, even if they're generous, somehow or the other, that talk will come out. I help this person. And you'll become disgraced. When you beg from Allah Ta'ala, even middle of the night, nobody knows. Automatically Allah will put respect in for you in the hearts of people. That this man, he is only Allahu Akbar. And Allah showed incidents like this, that those people who became the men of Allah Ta'ala, then governments couldn't handle them. Mullah Jeevan Rahmatullah Alayhi, who wrote a great kitab on the laws of the fiqh, the principles, he was living on the bank of a river, and there was a small hut he had, a shanty, and now the government decided they want to make a road pass there. And as where he is, the shanty is, it's going to affect the road. So his shanty also must be bulldozed and taken off. So they send the councillors going tell him he must move his shack. He must find another place. He says, I'm here for years, I can't move my shack. What you say? No, it's a government law. So they went back, they said, you don't want to move. So they tell him the government is going to come with their bulldozers. He says, okay, let them come with their bulldozers, I'll come with my bulldozers. So they asked, what is your bulldozer? So he told his khadim, he brought his lota, he brought his musalla. And they saw he's making wuzu, and he's going to stand on his musalla. Quickly they went to the government, and they told the president that this man, he is now calling his army. So he realized that this man is making contact with Allah. They diverted the road, and the road is diverted. But they didn't remove his one shanti. In the time of Harun or Rashid, there was a person, very great, pious, the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it so happened, there was some murder that took place, and now the three people were charged for murder. So the police got hold of three people, but as they were going, taking them to jail, one person, he disappeared. Now these police are worried. that we have to got to have an order for three people. And here now two, where are we going to get one? They saw this poor, ordinary, pious person. They didn't know who he was. He looks like an ordinary man in the street. They got hold of him. They say, what's wrong? Say, I didn't do anything. Say, no, you didn't do anything, but we need three people. So you are part of these criminals. So they took the poor man, put him in jail, all three of them. These people, the criminals, they all, criminals know how to come out. Thieves know the better thieves. Like today in the government, that's what it is. The more bigger thief you are, the more contacts you got. And all those haram contacts, finally it just graces you. So middle of the night, these two people got out. Somehow they managed to, this man was alone in the jail. He turned to Allah Ta'ala. And he said, oh Allah, you are the only one for me. Nobody, and you know, I only turn to you, oh Allah. Middle of the night, Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Nabi, the king of the time, Harun al-Rashid, he saw in a dream, he saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam telling him that Allah command, you go and release my slave there in the jail and go and release him with honor. Take your ministers and go release him. So middle of the night, Harun al-Rashid got up. He went with his ministers. He opened the jail himself and he says, I'm releasing you with honor. He says, you're not releasing me with honor. You are honored to release me. If you didn't come and release me, Allah would have taken your throne away. So these are the men of Allah that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, many a people, when Tawheed penetrates their heart and they realize that we don't make our means, we use Asbab, but don't make your Asbab Arbab. Don't make your means the God. Don't say this medicine will cure me. Don't say this doctor will cure me. Don't say that lawyer will help me. Nobody first turn to Allah Ta'ala. Then when Iman comes in the heart, Tawheed, with two rakat salah, you'll turn the world. And you won't fall into depression. You won't. You are a human being. You'll feel sad at times. But you'll know Allah is with me. Allah is taking care of my life. So like that, when a person, then he's the king of the world. And this is what Allah Ta'ala has sent us. And this is why at the end of salah, we acknowledge Allah. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. And then we acknowledge at the end, again, ashadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashadu anna muhammadan abdu wa rasulu. And what is tawheed? Not everybody say they worship God. But we worship Allah wahdahu la sharika la. Allah is one in His being. These people don't even know who the being of Allah is. We worship Allah who is one in His being. And then wahdahu fi sifatihi. Allah is one in His execution of His qual, in His sifat. That Allah is Razzaq. Allah is Shafi. And all, as we explained, the 99 names, the qualities of Allah. Allah alone has got those qualities. So we turn only to Allah Ta'ala. Anything, when Iman comes into the heart, the more you get sohbat, the more you make the zikr of Allah, anything happens, the first thing that will come out of your mouth, the name of Allah. You won't end it. The people can come and hijack you. Allah, Allahu Akbar will come out. And one Allahu Akbar, that will shake the world. Till today we see Mujahideen. The enemies are coming with 10 tankers, and they 2-3 Mujahideen in the bush, and now they seeing. And all, when these tankers are coming closer, all of a sudden one stands up and says, Narai Takbir, Allahu Akbar. All those people get so scared, they jump out of their tankers and they running. And three Mujahideen collects all the tankers, all the artillery, everything. And these are not fairy tales. These are realities. So Allah put this Iman in our heart. When this Iman penetrates the heart, and then we'll realize what is the value of Salah. Now, can anybody tell you, don't miss your Fajr Salah. You can't miss your Tahajjud Namaz now. Now on your own, you want to be in the masjid before time. You want to be in the masjid and you want to be secluded in the masjid. And then after all that, now Allah Ta'ala says, now leave the court of Allah with honor. Make assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And as Hazrat explained, now with honor, you say, Ya Allah, you gave me this golden opportunity. And when then what? So our niyat only for Allah. Then what is khushu and khudu? To know what is fardh, wajib, sunnati muakkada, mustahab, all that. To know that and to put it into action. But just knowing it and your heart is not present, then you'll know it, but you won't be doing it. Or you won't be doing it properly. So to have this concentration and devotion is to know what does, but the heart has to be present. And that is keep on doing. قَدْ أَفْلَى مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَّرَ اسْمَ رَبِّي فَصَلَّى. Successful is that person who made his purification of his heart and he learned the zikr of Allah. And now you'll be, now when you perform salah, you'll immediately acknowledge, 40 years I didn't make namaz. I just wasted my namaz. And now when you perform salah at the end, you're begging, oh Allah, please forgive me. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kaseera. That's very important appointment. That's great honor you gave me. I messed it up. Oh Allah, don't deprive me the next time. And Allah is so kind that when you acknowledge your errors in Allah, Allah loves it. No excuses. And this will come as Tawheed comes in the heart. Then Allah Akbar, Hazrat explains, what is the sign of a real murid? That your Shaykh tell you, jump in that pond of water and don't come out wet. You don't say, Hazrat, something wrong or what? You jump in that pond. And when you come out, you say, why you got wet? Say, make me maaf. I made a mistake. So that is the slave of Allah. So we learn from the friends of Allah how to become a slave of Allah. That why did you do this? Oh Allah, make me maaf. Not Allah, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam didn't say, Allah, shaitan misled me. And he took qasam. Immediately he said, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. When we don't use, make our ear, so he don't penetrate our heart, then we like shaitan. Put our arguments in front of Allah. Put our logic in front of Allah. And then Allah Ta'ala will kick us out of His court. And when Allah kicks us out of His court, where are we going to turn to? To which other door are we going to turn? So we are the slaves of Allah Ta'ala. So at the end Allah is saying, now make assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. That is, now turn your face full to the right. And as we explained, that people must see your cheek here and look at the CIDs of Allah. The special CIDs, Munkar and the Kiram and Katibin, they're writing our deeds. We greet them, but we don't look at them. So don't look who came, who's owing my money, is he here? No, make salam full, look at your shoulders. And when you got connection with them, and the malaika that are in the masjid, and all the brothers on the right, whichever side you are, whichever side the imam is, make the intention of that, how much of peace will come in the ummah? How much of happiness and unity will come in the ummah? Then today we say that we're breaking unity, we're not making our niyat when we make salam. And then Allahu Akbar. And then to the left, make salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And then still Allah Ta'ala says, you beg so much, but no, now make dua again. What you want? And now Allah, what dua? Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Wa fil akhirati hasana. Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. And that also, when we don't learn from the friend, we think the best of dunya, a nice car, a nice position. I become a counselor. I'm standing for elections. The best of dunya, Allah gives you the company of the pious. Allah gives you knowledge of deen. Allah gives you pious wife. Allah gives you pious children. So Allah give us tawfiq in understanding. Then we'll understand what is qurratu ayun fi salah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the coolness of my eyes in salah. Middle of the night you want to meet Allah. Anytime you want to meet Allah. Allah give us the tawfiq and understanding. And that is why regularly we have to come for the majalis. Make our zikr regularly. And all the time build our contact with Allah Ta'ala. Then there's no enjoyment of life. You can't explain that enjoyment. Allah grant us out of His mercy. And I owe to this reality. SubhanAllah.